Joining me is former Hereford United midfielder Ben Smith. Ben, you joined Hereford in the summer of 2002 from Southend. What was the main attraction of coming to Edgar Street?
Well, if I'm being brutally honest, it was a case of who wanted me. I'd had a season at Southend where I hadn't played hardly at all. I'd had quite a few injuries. First probably time in my career that I'd had any sort of real long-term injuries. And I'd obviously played, before that, I played at the Oval for 3.5 years. And there was obviously a little bit of a rivalry between them and Hereford. And I remember having quite a lot of battles against Hereford and quite a few good games. And I think Graham Turner was... Well, I knew Graham Turner was aware of me because obviously Colin Addison was our manager at Yeovil, and he would tell me that Graham knew of me and liked me and that sort of stuff. So it was one of those occasions really at the end of the season at Southend. They'd actually offered me a new contract to stay there, but it was a bit on reduced terms, and I thought it was a bit of a token gesture, so I didn't really want to stay. Hereford, one of the teams that got in touch with me, and obviously I went down and spoke to Graham, and it went from there really. And it was something that I was really looking forward to, because I knew the size of the club that Hereford was, and felt that it was probably a good step in my career after having a season of being injured a lot, and it sort of relaunched myself, and that was a great opportunity, and it turned out to be a brilliant decision.
That summer there was a big turnover of players at Edgar Street. Rob Purdy signed with you as well. He's still at Hereford FC, but he's going to be retiring at the end of the season. What was he like as a teammate?
Brilliant. The thing that I can remember most about Rob was just his versatility. I think in that first season especially, he probably played in every position except for centre-back. He could do an equally good job on either side, full-back, could play centre midfield, wide midfield, centre-forward. So he was, when you were working on a really small squad like we were then, to have someone like him that could play in that many positions is like having three players roll. Really, and he was a vitally important part of the team, even at that young age when he was just sort of really starting out his career.
It was a small squad, also a young squad as well. How good was it to have somebody like Richard O'Kelly to encourage everybody?
Well, in my opinion, he was him alongside Graham were the real sort of the real geniuses behind the whole thing, really. Because it was, if I remember right, I think Hereford had struggled a season before and only just sort of stayed up in the conference. And we're obviously still rebuilding from getting relegated from the Football League. And like you say, we had a lot of young players that were either been released from bigger clubs or coming from other teams in the lower leagues, but all around the similar age, which obviously helped with team spirit and bonding because everyone's sort of in the same place in their life. And also, it was the really good thing was, whether this was by design or not, that we kept the team together for the second year, because obviously the first year we'd done okay. But the second year, without really adding too many players that come to the starting team, we really gelled and looked like a super team. But I mean, in my opinion, Rich is a great coach. Him and Graham worked really well together. I look at my career and I've been lucky to be coached by a lot of good people. But I mean, Rich and Pat Rice were for me the best two coaches I ever had. I just love Rich's enthusiasm for the game. Is just it's insatiable. We'd lose 5-0 and he'd still find a positive out of it. Everyone else was gutted and he'd still find something really positive. And he was a great coach, and I think still is.
That second season, we were absolutely awesome, but we missed promotion by a point and got knocked out by Aldershot in the playoffs. How much of a pain was it that we didn't go up? Because it was such an amazing squad.
Well, yeah, the problem was, obviously, the disappointment not to go up, that was huge. But the fact that then it just meant the squad got dismantled, really, because of we'd done so well. The club in itself was, like I said previously, in a bit of a transitional period and sort of didn't probably have the finances to be able to keep... some of the players, if we'd kept that team together, if we'd gone up, I'm pretty sure we'd have been able to keep everyone together, and that team, I believe, could have probably gone up again. But we'll never know that now, and unfortunately there was people like myself and a few others that you're at that stage in your career where if people were offering to double your wages, it's quite hard to turn down. And hindsight's a wonderful thing, and I look back on it and I wish I'd stayed for another year, because I think it would have been beneficial for me, and in the long term, I think I'd probably end up earning more money anyway by being at a club that I was valued and well respected. But you live and learn, don't you? Make decisions, and the one that I made to leave was probably a poor one. But you do what you feel is right at the time.
You came back in January 2007. John Truick had replaced Richard O'Kelly as coach. What was the differences between the two?
They're quite similar in many ways. Very enthusiastic, both really good coaches, both good people. I would say, in my opinion, Rich was a bit more constant with his non-stop enthusiasm. John's could dip sometimes if the results went against us and found it a bit tricky. But John was another really good coach and a guy that I really enjoyed working with. And like I say, my second spell I enjoyed as much as the first one, really, apart from the last season in League One was obviously a bit of a grind and didn't go the way any of us would have liked. But I never regretted coming back at any time.
It was 10 years ago on Thursday that we won promotion to League One. We beat Brentford 3-0. What do you remember from that game at Griffin Park?
I remember one of the big things I remember was being quite shocked, because I knew that all the results had to go our way for it to happen. So I think we was all expected to go down to the last game of the season at Grimsby. Obviously, we went to Brentford, put in a brilliant performance. I remember training in the car park next to the hotel the day before, which was a bit surreal, when Graham had been telling us all week about preparing properly, and then we was warming up in the car park, so that was, I thought that was quite ironic, but but the performance itself was really good, and I just remember, like I said, more than anything, it was a shock really, because I didn't expect the results to go the way they did. And then you could tell from the reaction from the crowd behind the goal, because we must have had 1,000, 2,000 people there behind the goal, and you could tell from their reaction that they weren't just celebrating because we were winning. It was obvious that we was going up, and for a club to like Hereford to get to League One was an amazing achievement, especially when you think of that season. I remember starting the season, I'm sure we only had 5 or 6 contracted players.
Gary Hooper scored that afternoon. Do you know how close we were to signing him?
I don't know really. I must admit, my opinion, the best player I played with in my career as an outfield player. Obviously, I was lucky enough to play with Joe Hart, Shrewsbury, who was a brilliant player, but I thought Gary was a super player. And I think the problem was he probably did too well for us, and he'd done that well that he obviously attracted a lot more attention. I was surprised that there wasn't something written in his loan deal that we'd be able to buy him for a set fee, because I think if you'd done that beforehand, you might have been able to buy him for 50, 60 grand, but I think he'd done so well. I can't remember if he went for 125 or maybe 250, but he went for a sort of figure that Hereford obviously couldn't compete with. Obviously, the team got slightly dismantled when we went up because there was a lot of loan players, but I'm always a firm believer that if we kept Gary, I think we'd had a good chance of staying in League One.
Graham Turner's financial approach was always very prudent, but do you think going up to League One, it was a bit, you know, it kind of went against us? For example, Wayne Brown wasn't kept on and we ended up having 6 goalkeepers, I think, that season.
Yeah, well, I think, I'm sure, probably if you spoke to Graham, he'd probably regret that one, because I don't think Wayne would have needed too much to stay. Wayne was someone who loved playing for Harrison, was obviously an integral part of the team. So I admired Graham's approach and the prudent way he ran the club, and I think what's happened in subsequent years proves that over the long term, that was definitely the right thing to do, because we all want to have a football club rather than a boom and bust scenario, which Hereford's had and numerous other clubs. Maybe we could have gone for it a bit more. The only problem I see is that we had such a good... Everyone done so well in League Two. The lone player's done so well that apart from obviously we've got too many back, apart from him, everyone else went on to bigger clubs, and the quality of loanees that we brought in the next year, whether they were as good players or not, I mean, it's not for me to say, but it just didn't work out as well. And we had, in my opinion, we had a weaker team in League One than we had in League Two.
You talk about this in the book Journeyman. Were you surprised how well it actually did, that book?
Yeah, I was surprised that the publishers were even more surprised. When I originally got it published, they said to me, if you sell between sort of 3,000, you'll cover our cost, 5,000 will be delighted, and 10,000 are going to build a statue of me. Well, we've actually sold 15,000 so far, so I'm just waiting for the statue to be commissioned. But all joking aside, I thought it'd be an interesting read. Obviously, initially I knew it was probably only going to appeal to people that have supported the teams I played for, but I think if you're interested in low league football or any type of football, the story that I give is probably relatable to players in their teams. And like I said, I think it's a pretty honest account, an open account of mistakes I've made, the things went well in the football industry in general. So it's a bit of an eye-opener to probably people that love the game but are not inside it as much.
In the book, you're working as a teacher, but I understand you're back involved in football now. Can you talk through where you're working?
Yeah, so now I work for Brighton Hove Albion, coach there under 15s and under 16s. I started about three and a half years ago, and it's after doing I've done a year working as a teacher, and I hated it. It was just not for me. I wasn't particularly great at it. I found myself in situations where I was teaching subjects I didn't really understand, but I knew I liked working with kids and I liked building relationships with them, so I've been lucky enough to take that into my current role now at the moment. And yes, it's good fun. Brighton's a Category 1 academy, which is the highest level you can have, so every week we play against the likes of Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham, all those sort of people. So it's great for the players that I work with, and it's great for me to be able to work in this environment. And who knows where it will take me. I'm not sure if I want to be a first team manager in the future, but I do like being a sort of development coach where I'm looking to improve individuals and hope for some of them can go on to have successful careers and maybe not make some of the mistakes that I make. It's funny because every home game at Brighton, they show a video of compilation over the years, and every week I see that game against Hereford. It's equalised right at the end, so there's a bit of sweet memories. Obviously, I'm really happy with the club that I'm working at now, and then I wonder if Brighton hadn't scored that goal, if I would have even ended up in Hereford. So maybe it was a good thing they did.